Tim is in Vancouver, Washington, listening on Modern Day Radio. Hi, Tim.
Hello. Is this I'm on now?
You are on the air. We've got just a few minutes. So.
Great. Okay. Here's a quick question for you. I grew up Catholic, and in 1993, I left the church and became a born-again Christian.
Okay.
One of the things that I've struggled with is why Catholics believe that there is such a thing as purgatory, because that is one of the most blasphemous concepts that they've come up with. And I'll tell you why. Jesus finished the work on the cross. He says it is finished. There's nothing else that we can do for purification purposes. Paul said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. When Paul died, he knew that his spirit, his soul, if you will, was going to be in heaven. He never mentioned anything about purgatory, and there was never teachings in the New Testament about purgatory. And it saddens me because that takes away the finished work of Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross for us. He did it all. Okay. He paid the price in full. Okay. So it's
all right, Tim, forgive me for jumping in. Just for the sake of time.
I think I got it.
This has definitely come up many times on the show before. Go ahead, Carlo. I've got about 2.5 minutes.
Okay, let's see what I can do. Tim, thank you, first of all, so much for the call, brother. I really appreciate your fervor and your zeal for the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me just very quickly, Tim, think about this, brother. Jesus died on the cross and merited for us the gift of salvation, and you're going to agree with that. I assume you're going to agree with that. Now, let me ask you this, Tim. Is it true? Let me put it like this. When you believed and professed your faith in Christ, that is an act of faith that you made, of course, by the grace of Jesus. Amen. But did that act of faith take away from the death of Jesus on the cross? Did that take away from the glory of the cross?
No.
Okay. Now, check this out, Tim. When you made that act of faith, when you professed faith in Jesus Christ, what took place was the grace of salvation that Jesus won for all of humanity in an objective sense on the cross, that grace was applied to your soul on a subjective level, and you entered into relationship with Jesus Christ. But here's the key, Tim. Just as that subjective application of the graces of Jesus on the cross to your soul when you believed didn't take away from the glory of the cross, so too, when the graces of Jesus are applied to my soul, when I am sanctified in this life, when I'm going through a process of purification, even in this life and in the next of purgatory, that in no way takes away from the glory of Christ, because it is the grace that Jesus won on the cross that is being subjectively applied to the soul. Now, if you want some evidence for this in sacred scripture, keep in mind, Tim, that, for example, in Hebrews 12, 10 through 14, it talks about how they were, the author of Hebrews describes how God disciplines those whom he loves to share in holiness. And the author speaks of striving for a completed state of holiness, of sanctification. St. Paul, you would agree, he's a born-again Christian. He's saved in 1 Corinthians 9, 26 through 27. He talks about how he pummels his body lest he become a castaway. Suffering actually increases our sanctification. For example, in 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 1 through 2, suffering satisfies for sin. So, Tim, keep in mind that we still must be sanctified in this life, even though we're in right relationship with Jesus Christ, and that is biblical. What we're saying as Catholics is if that sanctification process is not complete at death and we die in friendship with Christ, it's simply going to be completed in the afterlife before entering into the beatific vision. And of course, we're out of time to address the other points that you brought up, so hopefully you can give us a call on our apologist hotline and we will address those issues.
Yeah, Tim, that number is 619-387-7200. Another scripture I know Carlo relies on heavily too is 1 Corinthians 3:15. Tim,
that's
give
right.
that give that a read tonight as
11
well.
11 through 15. Amen.
Yep. God bless you, Tim.